This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, welcome to the show. Happy Friday. Making a huge life change is always exciting and refreshing, but nobody ever tells you about the waves of doubt and anxiety that come with it.
Yeah.
If anybody knows crippling anxiety, it's our beautiful girl, Breezy.
Right no, here. Literally, I don't know what it is. I hate change.
Yeah.
I hate change. I know change is a part of life. I know it's a beautiful thing. But I'm getting all geared up for this move. Well, actually, 1 week or 1 month from today, excuse me.
Four weeks from today, yeah.
Is when the keys are going to be exchanged with the new sublet, who's going to be taking over my apartment. And, you know, I was very excited when I was talking about it on Tuesday about how I had all these offers and how so many people were coming by and messaging me. And, you know, the anxiety of actually finding a sublet has worn off because that's all locked and loaded, good to go. And now people want to come and take all my stuff.
Oh, you want to sell all your stuff?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious that, well, how old is the kid that is subletting your place? Like 25?
He's 24 years old.
So Breezy goes, I have these two beautiful TVs. They're already mounted and hanging up. Do you want to just buy them from me?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but are they 4K?
I'm like, I don't know.
No, they're not.
I'm like, they're Roku smart TVs. They're TCLs. Like, I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, I'd leave them too.
I honestly, I love a TCL. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the kid that's renting my place is a 24-year-old kid just starting his, you know, adult life, first apartment on his own. He's lived with roommates and stuff. And I think why I'm like so emotional about it.
Oh, I see what this is about.
No, I think why I'm honestly like so emotional about it is because exactly 3 years ago from the day we're actually exchanging keys is when I moved into my first apartment in that building. And honestly, like, when I moved, I know we didn't really know each other back then, but when I moved into that apartment, I was going through a really, really hard time. I just had gotten out of a really not so great relationship that I was living with the person. I thought I was going to have to move home. And this apartment just like fell into my lap, like the gates of heaven opened up. Like it was all meant to be, you know what I mean? And I spent 3 years in this building. You know, 1 year in the apartment that I originally moved into and then 2 years in the apartment that I'm in now. And I just learned so much about myself in this time period. And it was such a growing experience that I am so blessed and lucky to have lived on my own, because not a lot of people can say that. And I'm going to miss this space because there's so many memories tied to it. With not only myself and finding myself and who I am and who I want to be, but with other people and firsts. And it's just, I'm really going to miss the space. And I never in my life thought that I could be so connected to somewhere, like a physical space. But I feel that way about this apartment and this building.
It's very touching.
Yeah.
But change is going to take place whether you like it or not. And you felt the exact same way about when we left our old studio to move into where we are now.
I know.
There was a lot of memories that took place in that space. But at the end of the day, the change is good.
Yeah.
Out with the old, in with the new. And you got to make room for it. Think about all the sex you're going to have in your new apartment with your girlfriend, with her brother next door.
Oh, my God. This took a weird, weird turn.
I'm just saying, Breeze, like, you, it's the inevitable. Change is going to happen. And it's sentimental. Yeah. I've been in, like, listen, my old apartment in L.A., it was very tough to leave because I was in that building for 13 years, but I was in my space. I lived upstairs and then moved downstairs.
I was in that for
6 years. That was very, very hard to let go because of all the memories and the things that took place there that I was so attached to.
I mean, yeah, you just let it go last month. You just physically let it go last month.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to do. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But this is a good thing, trust me. And I'm sure your girlfriend who listens to the show every single morning has got to love the fact that every day you've brought up how much anxiety this move
literally
is
last
giving
night,
you.
I was like we were laying in bed and I was like, it just doesn't feel like home. She's like, I'm sleeping. So
she's got to absolutely love it.
I'm sleeping. No, I just, you know, someone's coming tomorrow to get a lot of my belongings.
You know what
and
else?
And that's going to be really
tough
hard.
To what? Listen, I hate admitting this, but I'm going to admit it.
Okay.
My Honda Civic, not the one I have now, my Honda Civic that I had for 13 years, when I was out in California, I had to let it go. And I sold it to a guy so I can buy my new car. And I cried. When it drove off into the sunset, I actually literally shed tears because that's how emotionally attached I was to that vehicle that I had for so long. And it's okay. Sometimes when you have something for so long that you're so attached to, it's hard to let it go. But they're just things, you know? You're going to be fine.
I know, but like,
and you know
what
else?
I'll share what? What else?
The other thing, you know what else I think this is about? I think this is about you wanting to be younger.
I know. Let's get to the root of it, right? Like, that is really true, and my life is passing me by, and I moved into that space when I was 26, and now I'm 30, and it's like, okay. I'll share a quick story. Yesterday, I got a text from one of my dear, dear friends, and she just texted me randomly. I was like, hey, so random, but are you home?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm home. And she's like, I'm down the street right next door having lunch alone. Pop by. I'm like, that's never going to happen again. It's literally never going to happen
again. You're right on Park Ave, and I get that. It's very convenient. But you're up the street from the cannery now in Fairport. You're going to be able to do that.
Not me going bankrupt. Yeah, I know.
How does we know where you stand with this move, but your girlfriend, because... this is a big deal. It's taking place 4 weeks from today. Mm-hmm. How has she been handling this situation with giving up her space? Because you've already been going over there and doing a lot of decorating and investing time and money into this space. But how has she been digesting all
this? She's genuinely been nothing but supportive. Like, all of my breakdowns, I'm like, none of my stuff's going to fit in here. Like, we shouldn't do this. She's like, we're going to figure it out. We're going to make room. You can take some of my drawers. You can, like, you know what I mean? She's been an absolute angel, which she is. So I'm lucky to have her. Because if I was with someone who was like, well, then just don't do it. Then just don't come. Like, I would be really off
sure.
by that. But she's been great. And
how many live, laugh, love signs does she have around the apartment?
None yet, but they're coming.
Don't get them. Are you going to get them? You're going to get them, aren't you?
I don't know. I have to go to Hobby Lobby.
I'm happy
but I have
for
to
you.
Wear a disguise.
I'm excited for this move for you. Just think of all the content.
Yeah, I'm excited, but I definitely this next month is going to be a hard month for me to digest and get rid of my things and purge and sell and oh gosh, it's going to be something. But yeah, there will be a time where I'm in that apartment alone, blatting like a baby. So
Which one? What do you?
The one I'm getting rid of. I'm gonna. Yeah, of course. I'm definitely gonna cry.
No, of course you will. And
probably
I know
every day
it will.
The 15th.
It will be on your story on Instagram.
100%.
You'll set up a ring cam. So, God. Do you need me to come over with a boom mic?
Danger's gonna be like, please take this off the 90 Pics by Instagram. It's actually not relevant at all. Like, I'm clapping it. So.
Hey, listen, best of luck.
Thank you.
And if you ever need a shoulder to cry on or somebody to talk to, you know you can always call your mom. You know that.
Right. Yeah. She's been answering a lot of calls from me recently. I'm shocked she hasn't blocked my number yet.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.